Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
This is it's really like the table I have set up now. You know, they brought our engineer Bob brought my desktop computer over and allowing me to kind of remote into my computer in the studio. So it's like I'm there. You know, Jack can see me editing stuff.
Yeah, I see it on the screen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the table I have is has the options to raise and lower the height of the table with the legs. Not all folding tables have that option. So I'm in the second out of three.
I see.
What do you do is say, and say you need a taller. Well, here's a life hack for you. Like a typical 6-foot folding table that you usually use for parties or projects and things like that. It's meant for someone sitting in a chair.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
But if you're working on it, like say as like a workbench where you need it higher, you're constantly bending over and can give you a little bit of a sore back. So a solution that for that actually is take a couple of 2-foot length PVC pipe, 1 1/4 inch, cut it into 11 inch kind of stilts for the table. Yeah. Slip those on to the legs and it'll raise it about 6 inches.
That's
bringing the work surface up. So you're not bending over. So
I see.
You can actually work at a workbench height, you know, like a tool bench or something like that.
I got you.
But right. Now if you try to sit there and eat, it's going to be too high. So.
Right. Unless you're used to standing up and eating, which I've done more than once. But
I think, yeah, I have too.
Okay.
That's mine is relative to where you're working to workspace area, which is kind of odd that we both picked this. But I actually just, I had to change mine yesterday. You know, it's that whole cabin fever, feel like I've been sitting in the same chair working for, you know, a million hours and kind of have. When you're not, you know, getting up, driving to work, driving home, all of those things, you can start to feel a little, I don't know, just claustrophobic about it and need a change of scenery. So I literally just completely changed where my computer was, where the radio setup was. Like, it's just the other end of the table, but I have a totally different view.
That's a good idea.
And it's really helped not feel like I'm still in this same place.
Uh-huh.
And I may change several more times before it's over.
That's a good idea. I like that. Now, this has to do with... No, because I can't believe it. Some of these things I find. You know what you can use for ice packs? Like if you got, like you were talking a little earlier about, you know, a sore back or your wrist or hand or a finger. You need something. You need an ice pack, but you need it small. Ketchup packets are perfect for ice packs.
What?
They're perfect size for kids.
So you just freeze them.
For kids' bumps and bruises, and they stay soft enough to form around any body part. Ketchup packets. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Now, my next question, do they have to be ketchup or catsup? I'm not, I'll do some more.
Or, the 57, or is it the 59? Which one are we talking about?
I don't know, but that's pretty funny that you can do that. So you got your perfect little a mini ice pack there for you. And there's our life hacks.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks. Making life just a bit easier. 101.